Hello, my friends. Welcome to a new episode of Explore and Engage with Anam. My friends, the squatters are taking over the country and the situation is becoming very, very serious. We all know that there have been squatting issues always, but now it's becoming extremely serious. Ever since that migrant from Venezuela called on other migrants to take over American homes, people are very worried. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, just do a search on the internet. A migrant reportedly from Venezuela has published a video online telling other migrants that they can take over abandoned homes and invoke squatters' rights. I did a live stream video last night on my YouTube channel in which I discussed the matter. And then the viewers who tuned in for the live stream, they expressed their thoughts. And I understand how people are worried about leaving their homes and going someplace, even if it's for a few days. There's constant fear. What if you go away from your house for a few days? Perhaps for vacation, perhaps to visit a friend or family members, and then you come back to find that squatters have taken over your property. And this is not an exaggeration. People are genuinely afraid that squatters may take over their homes and push the homeowners out of the property. And usually one would think that it would be trespass if someone entered your property unlawfully. That's what a person would think. If you come home and see someone has entered your home, you would call police because the individual who entered your home, who broke into your home, is a trespasser, right? That's what any person would think if you apply common sense and logic. That's what anyone would think. However, it appears that squatters know the loopholes in the laws and they take full advantage of the loopholes. It seems to me that this is a failure in the legal system. It seems that squatters can take control of homes while homeowners are kicked out and lose control of their property. And why is this happening? It's because lawlessness is spreading. It's because the American dream of home ownership is under attack. And the influx of illegal immigrants will make the situation worse. We have already seen that the liberal politicians care more about illegal immigrants than about American citizens. So if you are an American homeowner living in a city that is run by liberal politicians, then pay attention to squatting problems in your city. Find out if the problem of squatting has increased. Find out what the local officials are doing to protect homeowners. In Florida, the lawmakers have passed a bill to fight this problem of squatting. The bill would allow law enforcement officers to remove squatters who do not have a lease that is authorized by the property owner. There would also be criminal penalties for squatters. But if a tenant is wrongfully removed, then the individual can sue to be placed back into the home and also seek damages and attorney fees through the legal process. So this is happening in Florida, this legislation that was voted on, and it passed with great support. It seems that this legislation is a step in the right direction. And now this bill is on the governor's desk. And this is according to the latest news reports. And I have to highlight one thing. This legislation passed unanimously. There's a strong message. Squatting is a huge problem. And squatters not only take over people's homes, but they also can cause thousands of dollars of damage. And this is a problem that's taking place across the country. In some states, The laws are too lenient and squatters can take over houses very easily. In fact, according to National Rental Home Council, approximately 1,200 homes have been taken over by squatters in Atlanta. Imagine how serious this issue is. 1,200 homes just in Atlanta have been taken over by squatters. What about other cities? What about Chicago? What about New York? What about other places? On one hand, there are many young professionals who cannot afford to buy a home. They have worked hard, they pursued good degrees, and they worked hard to get a job, and they are working hard in their professional life. They are trying to make progress in their career, but they still cannot afford to buy a home. Especially at a time when there is inflation, buying a home is very, very challenging. And then those who are able to buy a home may run into the problem of squatting, because this is a growing issue. So talking about young professionals, let me ask you, do you know how expensive it is for a single adult to live in a large city? Let's look at Chicago, for example. According to a new study by Smart Asset, a single adult needs a salary of $98,550 to not live paycheck to paycheck. If there are two working adults with two children, the salary needed would be $214,280. New York City, a city that I frequently talk about, is the most expensive major city in America for a single adult. For a single adult, the salary that is needed to live in New York City comfortably is $110,781. Wow. Think about how expensive living in a big city has become, and rent keeps going up in many cities across the country, and insurance rates keep going up, even in the absence of insurance claims. Insurance premiums have been a huge headache for many Americans, and it seems that the situation may be getting worse, even for policyholders who did not file a claim, even, you know, many policyholders like that, who did not have claims, they saw their premiums go up. So you're doing everything right. You're not, you know, filing any claims, but you may still see that your insurance premiums have gone up. Inflation is really hurting Americans, and inflation is also adversely affecting insurance rates. I'm not sure if you have seen the news. State Farm just announced that it would be discontinuing coverage for 72,000 homes, home and apartment policies in the state starting summer of 2024. State Farm, as we know, is a huge name in the world of insurance. And to learn that the company will end coverage of 72,000 home and apartment policies in one of the largest states in the country, that's very shocking. Reportedly, the company mentioned inflation, cost of regulations, and the growing risks from catastrophes as the reasons why it reached the decision. California is suffering from every angle. Liberal policies, along with natural disasters, have resulted in great pain and suffering for the Americans living in California. No wonder that many California residents are leaving the state and they are going to other states. After State Farm's announcement, the California Insurance Commissioner said that this is a real crisis. Of course, this is a real crisis, like many other real crises that we have been seeing in the country. It seems that everything is slipping out of the hands of the American people. We live in an economy that is quite unstable right now. Owning a property is becoming expensive. Insuring the property that we own is becoming expensive. Repairs to our automobiles and homes are becoming very expensive. And now it appears, as it appears in the case of California, there will be a reduction in the number of choices that are available in the insurance market, because State Farm has made a decision to not renew 72,000 home and apartment insurance policies in California. And let me just ask you, did you know that the average cost of full car insurance increased by 26% in 2024? This is according to a report from Bankrate. 26%. Can you imagine that? This is real. According to Bankrate, Missouri, New Jersey, Rhode Island, Colorado, and Nevada saw the largest change in full coverage auto insurance premiums since 2023. In the case of Missouri, the increase has been more than 44%. Why is everything heading in the wrong direction? Why is it that there are problems everywhere? Why is everything becoming more expensive while people's streams of income are shrinking? Why are opportunities becoming scarce? My friends, this is the land of opportunity. In this country, people pursue the American dream. But it seems that there are less opportunities for Americans, and also the American dream is moving further and further away. The country is in crisis, and we need new leadership to restore stability and confidence in the economy. My friends, share with me your thoughts. Please stay connected with me. I look forward to hearing from you. Go to my website, tossifanam.net. If you want to send me an email, please send me an email. My email address is tossif@tossifanam.net. Please find me on Facebook, find me on Instagram, and you can also find me on X, formerly known as Twitter. You can also find me on Truth Social. So my friends, thank you for continuing to listen to my podcast, and I hope to be back again soon with a new episode of Explore and Engage with Anam.